This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good.
That is Tom Brady. He's retiring again. The longtime New England Patriot and NFL quarterback says it's for good this time. The 45-year-old is hanging it up after a 23-year professional football career, and that's not including 4 years of college football at my alma mater, the University of Michigan. If he is to be believed, then love him or hate him, it is the end of an era. So joining us now on the line, Chad Finn, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. Welcome back, Chad.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
So is he to be believed, Chad?
I believe him. Yeah, this seems sincere and genuine this time, and doesn't seem like there's any unfinished business or things like that. And of course, he's gone through some changes in his personal life that probably have affected his thought process a little bit. But it does seem like this second retirement is also the final one.
So for those who don't know, he has now, he and his former wife, Gisele Bündchen, have divorced. There was a lot of public conversation about that being related to his decision to unretire and play another year of pro football last year. You said there's no unfinished business this time, but, you know, Super Bowl hasn't even happened yet. And there was chatter about other teams that wanted him and where he could have taken, you know, one more pass, Chad.
Yes, and there were good fits out there for him, which is one of the surprises of this. He grew up a San Francisco 49ers fan. Joe Montana was his hero. He was at one of the more famous games in NFL history as a kid before he started playing in them himself. And it seemed like a perfect end to his career for him to go there for one season and help a team that really reached the NFC Championship game this year and was a healthy quarterback short of making a trip to the Super Bowl. It looked ideal for him to wrap up his career there and would have been a nice little coda on everything. So, but he decided that wasn't the path he was going to take.
So was this a surprise today when I saw the news? I was like, God, I wonder, did the sports columnists and other folks know or was everyone surprised when he got up this morning, according to his video, and said, well, let me just tell the world I'm retiring?
Yes, everyone was surprised. He has a TV deal lined up with Fox Sports for when his career ends. And from what I understand, they were surprised. They have the Super Bowl this year and weren't expecting him to be part of their coverage or anything like that. And he probably still won't be. But they were caught off guard by his retirement and they're his next employer. So I think everybody else was as well. And as I said, there are a lot of opportunities out there for him to play had he decided to take that pass. So yeah, a lot of people surprised.
Just a couple more quick questions, Chad Finn. First, I think that a lot of people fantasize that somehow he would retire in a Patriots jersey, but that just wasn't to be.
Teams like to do that ceremonial one-day contract thing where a guy comes back for one last little goodbye with the team that he's most associated with. I'm not sure if the Patriots will do that or not. I think it would be totally up to Brady, but you know the Kraft family that owns the team would love to do that. But
so it could happen.
It could happen. It didn't make sense for him to come back and play here, though. The team's not close to a Super Bowl contender right now, and that's probably the only thing that was still fueling him to play was to win another championship.
So, Chad, just a little bit more sound from his announcement today. Here we go.
I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so I really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me.
So setting aside the let you guys know first, because that basically means the entire planet in the world of social media, you know, there are icons and then there is the icon. And in football, he is the icon. So who does football turn to next for that rock star? Is it Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs who's headed to the Super Bowl again?
I think that's it. I mean, Brady is the most successful team sport, male team sport athlete of modern times. So you can really say there will never be a Tom Brady and another Tom Brady. And there's a great chance that you'll be correct down the line. But Patrick Mahomes is the closest thing. Just 5 seasons as a starter so far, but he seems to be in the Super Bowl every year like Brady used to be, and is piling up the accolades. If he wins another couple of championships or two, he's the next to the throne for sure.
All right, sports columnist for the Boston Globe, Chad Finn, as we all react to the second retirement of Tom Brady. Chad, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you.